Legislation introduced today seeks to address the problem of high crime rates in Native communities and reservations across the country. The Tribal Law and Order Act of 2008 was introduced by Senate Indian Affairs Committee Chair Byron Dorgan of North Dakota. It's in response to a call by tribal leaders for help with the disproportionate rates of rape and sexual assault perpetrated against Native women, as well as clarifying and strengthening law enforcement presence in Native communities. Amnesty International released a report last year highlighting the staggering rates of sexual assault and rape of Native women, 2.5 times higher than white women. Senator Lisa Murkowski was a co-sponsor of the legislation. She says the law would aid Native communities with increased tribal court and youth program grants and substance abuse funding.
We anticipate working with the state, working with the Alaska Federation of Natives to see if we can't bring additional federal resources through this bill to improve public safety there in rural Alaska.
Murkowski says the Amnesty International report compiled statistics that have become too common in Native communities.
Just that in-your-face reminder that the trust responsibility that we have in this country, we have simply failed in so many areas when it comes to public safety and law enforcement. And so it's kind of that the focus on what's happening with domestic violence and sexual assault that pushed this off.
Murkowski says strengthening tribal jurisdiction across Indian country must happen quickly to address chronically high levels of crime.
When you've got violent crime rate out in Indian country that's nearly twice the national average, and on some reservations, more than 20 times the national average, you know that it's time that we reassess what goes on within our systems. It's not acceptable.
It would also enhance the sentencing authority of tribal courts and boost resources for investigating and prosecuting crimes of sexual violence. The legislation also requires the Department of Justice to file reports to tribal justice officials that provide details about the cases the federal government declines to prosecute. Murkowski says even though the Senate is now on a short schedule, given the bill's bipartisan support, she is hopeful the legislation will pass quickly.